Well, Chicago is welcoming its first presidential library. President Obama's library will be built in his adopted hometown of Chicago in the city's south side. The Obamas still have a home in the neighborhood. Joining us by Skype is Blair Kamen, architecture critic at the Chicago Tribune. Blair, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure to be with you.
So the library is going in at Jackson Park. For those of us who don't know the area, tell us about it.
Well, Jackson Park is a 540-plus acre park. It's right along the shore of Lake Michigan. It was designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, a great 19th century landscape architect who also did Boston's Emerald Necklace in New York Central Park. Yeah. One of the prime features in the park is the Museum of Science and Industry, and that is a survivor of the World's Columbian Exposition of 1893. That was a great World's Fair that introduced the first Ferris wheel and many other innovations. So it's a very historic site.
And what's left of the World's Columbian Exposition from 1893 today?
Not much. Really, the park right now is, it has a lagoons, a wooded island with an Osaka garden on it. It's a bucolic park, and it kind of screams out, you know, put your presidential library here, in me, because I am a kind of, you know, conventional setting where a president might want to build his or her architectural monument. And yet, it's unconventional in the sense that just to the west of this park, I should say, is a neighborhood called Woodlawn. It is a poor and predominantly African-American neighborhood. It is very unusual for a presidential library to go in such a location.
So the choice has some people upset from other neighborhoods that didn't get the nod. I mean, there was another Southside location under consideration, Washington Park. Tell us why that was not picked.
Well, we don't know exactly, but it's further west. It's off the lakefront. It's uncharted territory for many tourists and people from the suburbs, global visitors. So it's fair to say that the Obamas picked a somewhat safer choice.
Mm. And Frederick Law Olmsted had a 19th century romantic sort of bucolic vision. Does that work for a presidential library there in the park?
I think it's going to be really interesting to see whether the architects, the husband and wife team from New York, Todd Williams and Billy Chen, are able to insert a presidential library into this park without making the park feel crammed. Interestingly enough, during the World's Fair of 1893, there was a very large building, the horticultural building of the World's Fair. That was a long linear building, almost 1,000 feet long, lots of greenhouses in it, a spectacular dome of glass, 114 feet high. So in a way, they have a precedent to work with on the site. But we'll see whether they can make kind of a synthesis between the natural and the man-made. That is going to be their prime challenge.
Blair, this is the first presidential library in the city and a win for Chicago after a couple of architectural losses. It didn't get the Olympics, and filmmaker George Lucas recently canceled plans to put his museum there. How are Chicagoans looking at this?
I think, by and large, people are very pleased about this. The Obama Library is really seen as both an honor and an economic catalyst. It is something that should be able to spread the wealth of the city's cultural institutions south to areas that have long suffered from, you know, a lack of investment and other factors that really prevented them from becoming thriving neighborhoods. There's also great concern about gentrification. In other words, the very thing that could uplift the neighborhood economically could also raise rents and property taxes and drive people out. And that would be a great irony, of course, because Barack Obama began his career as a community organizer here in Chicago.
Yeah, the South Side could get a huge economic boost, but at what cost? Blair Kamen is the Pulitzer Prize-winning architecture critic at the Chicago Tribune. Blair, thank you for speaking with us.
Eric, it was my pleasure. Great to talk to you.